Heidi, Life in the City. It was evening when Heidi and her Aunt Dieti reached Frankfurt. They walked through dark, narrow streets until they came to a large, gloomy-looking house. Dieti rang the bell. "I brought Heidi to be a companion to Clara," she said when the butler opened the front door. They were shown into the study, where Clara was waiting for them with Miss Rottenmeier, the governess. Clara sat in a wheelchair and was as thin and as pale as a ghost. But she seemed very pleased to see Heidi.
"What's your name?" asked Miss Rottenmeier.
"My name's Heidi. What's yours?"
"Don't be so rude. And Heidi is not a proper name. We shall call you Adelheid."
"But I'm Heidi. And did you know your servant looks just like Peter the goatherd?"
Clara giggled behind her hand, but Miss Rottenmeier was not amused.
"What have you learned while you've been living with your grandfather?"
Heidi thought for a while.
"I've learnt that flowers die if you pick them, and that the fiery red on the mountains is the sun's way of kissing them goodnight. And I've learnt how to milk a goat and make cheese, and I've..."
"Stop! I mean, what books have you been studying?"
"Books? I haven't studied any books. I can't read."
"Can't read?"
spluttered Miss Rottenmeier. But Clara clapped her hands and laughed.
"I think you and I are going to have fun, Heidi," she said when Miss Rottenmeier had left the room.
The next morning, when Heidi woke, she jumped out of bed and ran to the tall window. But the curtains were thick and heavy, and when she crept behind them, the window was closed tight. Like a bird in a cage, she ran from window to window, trying to open them and breathe the morning air. After breakfast, there were lessons in the study. Heidi found it very hard to sit still and concentrate, and when Miss Rottenmeier was not looking, she chattered to Clara about Uncle Alp and the goats and Granny and tobogganing. Poor Heidi. Every morning was the same. She woke in the big, dark room and went to her dreary lessons. And though she came to love Clara, she missed her grandfather very much. Every afternoon, when no one was around, she would gaze out of the high, closed windows and imagine herself back in the mountains with Peter and his goats. As the weeks passed, she found that she could bear it no longer. So one morning, instead of wearing one of the dresses Clara had given her, she put on her old cotton petticoat and battered straw hat and crept out of her bedroom, determined to run away. But just as she was about to run downstairs, Miss Rottenmeier appeared on the landing.
"Adelheid, where do you think you're going? I told you never to go out on your own."
"But I'm not going out. I'm going home. Little Snowflake will be lonely, and Granny will wonder why I don't visit her anymore, and Grandfather needs me to help with the cheese, and I just must see the sun kiss the mountains goodnight."
"Ungrateful little child," boomed the governess. "You have this fine house to live in, a nice soft bed, new dresses to wear, and Clara to talk to. What more do you want? And what's that stupid thing on your head? Take it off immediately."
Miss Rottenmeier called out to Sebastian, the butler.
"Burn that hat the child is wearing."
"Oh, no, not my hat."
But Miss Rottenmeier snatched it off her head and gave it to Sebastian. Heidi ran to her room and wept until she thought her heart would break. But when she went to bed that night, she found her old straw hat hidden under the bed cover. Sebastian had saved it from being burned. As the weeks passed and spring turned into summer, Clara grew healthier and stronger, but Heidi grew sadder and thinner. Then, one day, Clara's father returned home from a business trip abroad. He was met at the door by the governess.
"Really, Mr. Sesemann, I must protest. Something must be done."
"Whatever's the matter, Miss Rottenmeier? Is something wrong with Clara?"
"It's that girl, Adelheid. She must go. She's a dreadful influence on Clara. Last week she brought stray kittens. buttons into the house, and she fills Clara's head with silly talk of goats and birds and cheese, and she still can't read a single word. Not a single word.
Mr. Sesemann went up to his daughter's room, where he found her sitting at the window.
What's this I hear about Heidi upsetting you, Clara? Miss Rottenmeier says I should send her away.
Oh, no, Papa. She's my friend. Something exciting happens every day now Heidi's here. We have such fun, and I'm never lonely anymore. Please don't send her away.
So Heidi stayed on at the house in Frankfurt, though she often cried herself to sleep, wishing she was tucked up in her bed of hay in Grandfather's attic. Then news came that another visitor was expected. It was Clara's grandmother, and when she arrived, Heidi liked her immediately.
You must be Adelheid, said Grandmother with a smile.
Well, Lady Gracious, I always thought I was called Heidi.
The old lady laughed out loud.
Lady Gracious, is that how you speak to people in the mountains? You must call me Grandmama, as Clara does, and I'll call you Heidi. Now, come and open the present I've brought you.
Grandmama's present was a wonderful book of coloured pictures. There was a picture of a whale, and one of a boat, and one of a donkey, and one of a mountain. And there was a picture of a shepherd watching over a herd of goats. Heidi took one look at it and burst into tears. Grandmama stroked her hair and said softly,
It reminds you of someone or somewhere, doesn't it? Shall I read you the story that goes with the picture?
Oh, yes. Yes, please.
Heidi made Grandmama read her the story over and over again. She could never hear it often enough.
How I'd love to be able to read it myself, she sighed,
resting her head on the old lady's knees.
Why don't you? Asked Grandmama.
Oh, I can't read. Peter told me that it's far too difficult.
After that, Grandmama spent an hour every day teaching Heidi to read. It seemed so much easier to understand when she explained than when Miss Rottenmeier did. Gradually, the squiggles on the page began to mean something. And before very long, Heidi found she could read. At night, she would carry the beautiful book upstairs to bed and stare at the picture of the shepherd and the goats in their field at sunset. But Heidi told no one how much she missed the mountains. Clara was such a good friend now, and Grandmama was so kind to her that it seemed wicked to be unhappy. But one morning at breakfast, when the girls had gone to their lessons, Grandmama said to Mr. Sesemann,
Was Heidi so very thin when she first came from Dorfli? Thin? Everyone said she was so brown and healthy that she made poor Clara look like a ghost.
And did she have those awful dark circles under her eyes?
What dark circles? She's always so cheerful.
The old lady shook her head.
Well, she's breaking her heart over something, and it's making her very ill.
Later that day, Grandmama called Heidi and Clara to her room.
Clara, she said to her granddaughter, do you like having Heidi here as your companion?
Clara laughed with surprise.
But of course I do. She's my best friend in all the world. I don't even mind being an invalid now that Heidi's here.
But supposing Heidi were ill, so ill, that she had to be sent away for a while to get better.
Heidi mustn't be ill. Of course we must send her away if it would make her better.
Grandmama kissed Clara.
I thought that's what you'd say. Heidi, you're suffering from homesickness, and that can be a very terrible illness.
Homesickness? Said Heidi in confusion. But where will you send me?
Grandmama's face looked so serious.
There's only one cure for homesickness, and only one place you can go to be cured.
Where? pleaded Heidi. Why, home, of course, laughed Clara.
Yes, you must go home to Uncle Alp and Granny and Peter and Ursula and all your other friends.
Heidi could hardly believe her ears.
But the next morning, her old straw hat was taken out of the cupboard and packed into her suitcase with some new dresses. Clara wept when it was time for Heidi to leave. Sebastian took her to the station, and soon the houses of Frankfurt were flashing past the window of the train. At Dorfeli, Heidi was met by the miller, who drove her in his shabby horse-drawn cart to Uncle Alp's. Heidi saw again the lush green slopes, the snow-capped mountains, and the evening sun glowing red on the rocks. And when they were halfway up the mountain, Heidi saw Uncle Alp sitting outside his chalet, looking down over the valley. Jumping down from the cart, Heidi raced over to Uncle Alp, flung her arms around him, crying over and over again, "Grandfather! Oh, Grandfather!" The old man said nothing. Then, for the first time in many years, tears came to his eyes.
"So, you've come back to your old grandfather, have you? Didn't they feed you in that big city? You've grown so pale and thin."
"Nothing tasted nearly as good as the milk from Little Swan," she laughed, kissing the old man. She skipped happily after him into the little chalet, delighted to see that everything was just as she had remembered. Then she sat on her high stool and drank a bowl of milk. As the sun was sinking behind the mountains, Little Swan and Little Bear arrived. Heidi thought her happiness was complete. That night, tucked up in her little attic bed, she whispered, "I'm very silly, Grandfather. When I was in Frankfurt, I missed you. But now I'm here, I think I'm going to miss Clara."
"Well, if it'll make you happy," the old man replied, "Clara can come and visit us here."
And with that, Heidi fell asleep, happy to be home again in the mountains.